This week on the Time Bat Show.
Ready? 3, 2, 1, bing.
Bing. What was the question? Oh no. Bird group. Dang it. Oh no, I forgot.
What did you type in?
I binged bird group.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Time Bat Show, episode number 39. I'm Time Aces.
And I'm Bat Snacks.
And this is our 39th episode. This is a weird number for an episode, 39.
Yeah, this is the worst number I could possibly think of off the top of my head. There's nothing cool about this number.
Maybe 17 is a pretty bad number, too, right?
Is 39 a prime number?
I don't think so.
I think it's divisible by 3.
Oh, no, it is divisible by 3. Oh, that's good.
Well, so, we got that going for us. Whatever that's worth.
So it's maybe not that bad. When we started, like, talking about, like, right before the show, we were like, oh, let's do this. Are you ready to record? Yeah. And then I was thinking, like, oh, episode 39. And for some reason, I thought, like, oh, that's an unlucky number or something like that. I don't know why. I didn't do this when we had episode 13, but my first inclination was like, ooh, this is an unlucky number. This is going to be a bad episode.
Yeah, you look at 39 and it's like, ooh.
That's like, an uneven number. You wouldn't
want 39 of anything.
Right. Like, I just want an even 40. Like, just bump it up to 1. Or even better, or not even better, but better yet, subtract 1 and get 38, you know?
Yeah, 38 is fine.
I'd rather have, like 38 watermelons than 39.
Yeah, you would never order 39 of anything. 13 is not that bad of a number because that's a baker's dozen. You have one for the road.
Yeah, one for the road, exactly. 39 would be like a baker's something. I don't know.
39 is like I accidentally set my volume to 39 and now I need to quickly change it.
To 40 or 38. Those are the only two options.
That's a problem.
So how are you feeling today?
I'm feeling okay.
Yeah, are you really tired this episode like you were last time?
I'm not that tired. I didn't take a nap after work because I didn't have time. Uh-huh. I had to work late today.
Oh, but no.
As a result, I'm
you're up and
still
at
awake.
Yeah. You're up and awake for now, right?
For now. I'm going to go to bed super early tonight.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, I have a good feeling about this episode. And by that, I mean not a good feeling. So thanks for sticking it with us for the first 2 minutes while we hash out the weirdness of the episode number 39. Anything going on in your life today or any this week? No?
Just busy stuff at work. It's not really exciting stuff, though.
Yeah, really. This is a boring episode. All right, well, that's it. Thanks for watching, everyone. Good night. I'm just kidding.
That's been episode 39 of the Time Bat Show.
I would be okay with killing it there because then we can just have a really bad episode 39 and then we come back, like, swinging in episode 40.
Yeah, we're already on episode 40.
Like, well, that's it. You know how it's like they skip like, floor 13 in the elevators?
Yeah.
It's the same. It would be the same kind of thing here. Like, we're like, well, whatever. 1 week break. You know, I don't think we've had a week break since we started recording this.
Nope.
Like, we've done this every week for, like, 39 weeks.
I don't usually do stuff like that. I don't know if you do, but...
No,
I never...
My longest streak of doing something every week is, like, maybe, like, 3 weeks or something like that.
Yeah, like, even stuff like TV shows. If I find a TV show that I really like, I'll be excited for 3 weeks watching it, and then on the fourth week, I just forget that it's...
Yeah, you'd be like, well, whatever, I have something else to do, you know.
Yeah.
Or I want to go to sleep, or I want to do something else. All right, well, I'm just going to launch right into it, since we have nothing interesting to talk about this week for some reason. I'm going to get into the weird news story that I found right before this episode started. So there is a hotel in Canada's Yukon Territory. That's an important part of the story, by the way.
Okay.
That is looking for a object that someone stole over the weekend. And the hotel is the Downtown Hotel in Dawson City, Canada, Yukon Territory.
I don't know where that is, but it sounds...
It's in the Yukon, okay? It's in the Yukon. There are weird Canadians live there, you know, they visit and stuff. Sorry if I offended you if you're Canadian. I don't mean to say weird Canadians. I mean ones that live in the Yukon. All right, I'm done.
When I hear Yukon, I just need to get this off my chest.
Okay.
When I hear Yukon, I think of... Do you remember that like stop-motion movie that had Santa Claus and Rudolph in it?
Yeah.
Yukon Cornelius. And he puts his pick in the ground and
yes. The big... Is he Santa Claus or is he just a big man with a beard?
He's just a big wilderness man.
Big wilderness man. Did you respect him? Was he your favorite character in the movie?
Yeah, he's the best character. Because he goes...
Oh, right.
Nothing.
He, like, tastes things. I remember.
For gold, because he can taste gold.
Right. Somehow. By being a wilderness man, it's just a skill you acquire. Tasting... Gold tasting.
That's a racial perk of being a Yukon, you know.
It's like one of your passive.
It's like Dungeons and Dragons.
It's one of your passive racial attributes. You born in Yukon, you can like taste gold and be like, "That's gold. You got it." And then like if people like mine or whatever, and they find fool's gold, you're like, "Give me that. Give me a taste."
Give me that.
And you're like, "Nope. Sorry."
Yeah, they don't have to bite it like normal people do. They just
lick it.
Yeah,
they take some on your finger and they. They'd look at it and they're like, nope, not gold. They could do that with, like, every mineral.
Oh, okay.
That would be, like, the most useless superpower of all time. Like, I can lick rocks and tell you what they are. Like, I can lick rocks and tell you exactly what they are.
That would be an awesome party trick.
How would you ever use that, though?
Give me that rock, I'll tell you what it is.
That wouldn't even be a good party trick because, like, someone at the party would have to have a rock for some reason.
And they would have to know what it is.
They would have to know what it is. And they would have to, like, everyone else in the party would have to trust that person that they know what rock that is. It sounds like a really bad magic trick. Like, it sounds like one of those magic tricks where it's like, oh, like, you know, pick a card, any card, and look at it, and then put it back in the deck. And then I'll look at the card and tell you what card it was, and no one else saw the card, and the audience just has to trust the one guy and be like, yep, you guessed it.
You totally guessed it, yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know how useful as a party trick that would be. It would be
probably
like
not.
It would be a big hit at like a geologist convention or something like that, you know?
Yeah, like the town convention center, you'd be a...
yep.
You'd be the man at
You'd
that
be
convention.
A panelist. You could do it like blind, you know? So it's more fun. Then, okay, now we're getting somewhere. I feel like...
Yeah, you could have a TED Talk.
About what?
About tasting rocks.
In relation to what, though?
You would have to have an inspirational message to go with the tasting of the rocks.
Why is there a TED Talk about tasting rocks?
I don't understand. That's where my brain went. Because he's at a convention speaking to people.
Yeah, but, like, where does the... the TED Talk come from? I'm the preeminent rock taster in the United States.
You have to be more in tune with the planet, just like me.
Just like
I'm
me.
So in tune that I taste rocks.
I can taste rocks. And then he has like a demo where someone from the audience brought rocks and then he like blindfolds himself and he like licks them. And then he's like, that's quartz. That's calcite, you know, that's...
And he's like, oh, you're trying to trick me, that one's silicon.
Right, or whatever. Yeah, like, I know better, that's a crystalline rock or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
That's ignatius. Is that a thing? Igneous. Ignatius is a man's name. okay. Yeah, so this story has nothing to do with rock licking, but I like where your head's at there. Could be a prominent superpower. Well, it could be a good party trick. And you could do a TED Talk on it. Anyway, so in Canada's Yukon Territory, home of Yukon Cornelius. Whatever his name is. Is that the big guy's name or is that someone else's
name? That's his name, yeah.
Okay. That's a good name.
That's a real good name.
It's a real good name. Anyway, so in the downtown hotel in Dawson City in the Yukon, they have a drink, a signature drink, and this drink is called the Sour Toe Cocktail. Did you hear that right?
I've heard of this. It's a drink with a toe in it, right?
Yes, you know, you knew about this?
Did someone take the toe?
Someone stole the toe. Someone stole the toe. How did you know about this toe cocktail?
I've heard about the toe cocktail.
Oh, I've never heard about this before.
I didn't know that you weren't supposed to keep the toe, though. Maybe the people that took it didn't know.
What do you mean
know?
You weren't supposed to keep the toe? How could I you... mean, what are they... You think they have a cellar full of toes or something that they're putting in every drink?
If you order, like, a martini, you get to keep the olives.
Sure, but, like, in every drink there's a toe. So, like, do you think they have just a supply of toes in the back room? They're like, oh, we need another toe.
I don't know what
they do. They're human toes, aren't they?
Yeah.
So, like, where were you going with this? Are they killing
Maybe
people?
They're just friends with a coroner.
And he just provides them with toes. Like, here's another toe.
Here's a toe. Here's like, a no toe. One would notice. I mean, they have shoes on when they bury people. Oh, this is... Oh, never mind. Let's not go there.
So, no, they didn't get to keep the toe because there's not an unlimited supply of human toes, severed human toes out there. So, apparently, you drink it. It has a toe in it, and then you give the toe back, obviously.
Okay.
Well, at some point, Saturday night, last Saturday night, the toe was gone. Someone... Oh, okay. So, apparently, someone asked for the toe drink. A new staff person served someone the toe. And then he leaves with the toe.
They didn't keep a... Like a,
they apparently don't have like a logbook of the toe. In and out. I would do that. Like if you do the toe drink, you like write your information.
You have to pay with a credit card.
They get your ID. They hold onto your ID until you return the toe.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like if you're renting equipment or something.
They're probably going to have to make
that a policy going forward. Well, they don't have the toe anymore. They don't. I mean, there's no policy now. There's no toe.
Well, maybe they can get another toe.
How would you go about that, then?
They got one. They can get another one.
Yeah. So you would be like, no problem. It's fine. We'll just get the
I mean,
toe.
It's not fine. I mean, you're right. Like, it's human toes are probably hard to come by, but...
Apparently, it was like a mummified toe. I don't know where they got it. It doesn't say where they got the toe.
Oh, I don't know about a mummified toe.
Oh, no. Okay. What the hell? This story just had a really weird twist in the end.
What?
So, the toe got missing, and they're fining the person that stole the toe $2,500, because apparently they know who it is.
Yeah, the credit card transaction.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. And then, okay, this is weird. The next line is, Lee, who's the person, one of the persons that worked there, said the hotel still has a couple of backup toes.
See?
But the hotel manager
toes.
Really liked the one that was stolen. And then they go, what?
Are they, like, different quality?
And then it goes on to say, Colburn told CBC that it was donated by a man who had to have it surgically removed. Then it was cured in salt for 6 months.
Okay.
And then the manager of the place says, this was our new toe, and it was a really good one. We just started using it this weekend.
That's their best toe.
What even is this like a real story? I don't know if this is real. So like people are donating toes to this place.
I'd do it.
If you had to amputate your toe, you'd be like, here you go, have a toe.
Yeah, I mean if they really want it, they can. I'm not gonna use it.
There's a person at the works for the hotel that they call the toe captain because he's in charge of keeping the toes. That's what it says in the article. I just thought you should know about that, too.
Did you put that on his resume? He was the toe captain at the...
From 2014 to 2017. He's probably not the toe captain anymore. He's gone now after this incident. Yeah. That's just so weird. A place keeping human toes. I feel like this is some, like, weird legal gray area here.
I thought that there was a law that prevented you from serving human things.
I'm pretty sure that's absolutely true. Maybe not in Yukon territory, Canada.
Yeah. Yeah, like if it comes from a person, I don't think
I don't think so either.
Eat it. You sell it here.
Maybe it's a law everywhere else, but in Yukon, you know, like you can get lost with your buddy in Yukon.
Yeah.
So, you know, you got to do what you got to do, if you will.
Yeah.
And you know, if they had the law, then... You know, maybe they had the law once, but then everyone was getting arrested And then
they go out and get lost, and they would have to eat their friends.
Buddy, yeah. And then they're like, oh, we're going to have to overturn this. We can't have this law on the books in Yukon. And maybe that's why this hotel opened in the Yukon. They're like, well, we got to do our sour toe special cocktail. So where else are we going to do it? It's kind of like, Indian casinos, kind of the same deal. Like, oh, we can't do it anywhere else, so we'll do it in this special territory.
Right.
That we can, right. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you were right about the toe supply, which is really.
Do you know what I was thinking of? Do you know the movie The Big Lebowski?
Yeah.
That scene where he's like, if you need a toe, I can get you a toe. I can get you a toe.
Maybe he goes to, maybe that guy is the one that provides the
toes. That's who they go to.
But the toe guy. We got our toe guy. It sounds kind of like a drug dealer.
Yeah.
Like they meet him in the back, like, it's like, what do you need today? They're like, another toe. And they're like, do you have any size considerations? Like, you know.
Does it need to be a good toe?
What flavors do you want in there in the toe? Do you think that's a thing? Like, do you think different toes have different flavors?
I don't know.
I'm not
someone that goes around tasting toes. If you are, it's okay if you are, but
I'm definitely not.
If there's anyone in our audience that does that, that's fine. But.
Okay, sure.
I'm not someone that does that.
All right, let's move on to something else, because this is kind of grossing me out, to be honest with you here. What do you got from the Reddit? We're getting into the Reddit real early today.
We're getting into Reddit early.
This is going to be a bad episode. I'm just feeling it in my bones.
Okay, well, we'll see.
This is one of the first episodes I'm saying this is a bad episode. Turn this podcast off right now. It's all downhill from here. I'm just kidding. Or am I? All right, go. I'm ready.
All right. I wasn't prepared. What is the most unrealistic thing that ads portray?
That ads portray?
Advertisements, yeah.
I've got a lot of bones to pick with advertisements.
So do I.
A lot of bones
to pick. But we can include some of those, but the question specifies that they want to know the most unrealistic thing.
I think the amount of time other people are, like, having fun in their day-to-day life.
I was gonna say, like, happiness. Like, like, that's so inaccurate.
It's like, if you have this phone, you're just gonna be having fun nonstop. Like, it's all fun.
That's more feasible than, like a cleaning solution. Like, it's not gonna make you happy. Like, you're not going to be smiling in your kitchen, like, talking about the cleaning solution out loud.
Right. This, like, is so fun.
Singing its praises.
And then the other thing is, like, no matter what the product is, it'll be like, they'll show them using the product, and then because the product was so easy to use or great, then they'll show the people doing something else completely unrelated to the product that's fun, and be like, oh, if you use this, you'll go fishing with your grandfather and, like, have
your
fun.
Your grandson.
You know, it's like, what? What does that have to do with anything?
You're going
to
high-five while you're catching a fish.
Like, what does that have to do with anything?
Everything's going to be great.
And then the other kinds of ads, right, are the ones where I've noticed a lot of ads try to key into, like, the experience. Like, oh, you want this life experience, so you need this product. Because
right.
The people that are having this experience are using the product right now. So, like, a lot of phone commercials do this. A lot of,
Mountain Dew.
Soda commercials, about to say. Fast food commercials do it, too. So, like, they'll show people, like, eating or drinking or taking pictures with their cell phone or whatever the heck it is. Or wearing clothes or whatever. And they'll all be like, ha, 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 having such a good time, blah, 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 with, like, a bunch of people. You know, and then it's, like, a series of a bunch of shots of them having fun. Like, the same person. And it's, like, that is a busy, fun schedule. Like, who has the time?
Yeah, like, this guy's a rock climber. This guy, like, traveled to India.
I know. Like, now he's, like, driving in the desert for some reason. It's like, what do you do? Like, what is your day job that you have time to do all these things, you know? And afford the newest iPhone. That's weird.
Or the newest Big Mac.
Or the newest Big Mac.
The thing's, like, $9.
Have you noticed all the car commercials, too, are, like, these days it's, like, every car commercial is trying to sell you, like, oh, you're an individual. You want to go against the grain, and you want to travel the open road and find paths that are not taken or whatever.
That's used so often.
Less traveled taken. Or whatever, right? Every single car commercial does that, you know? Yeah. Especially SUVs. You know,
it's like, buy this mass-produced vehicle so that you can take the path less traveled.
There was one that was really funny. I feel like it was on during the Super Bowl or something. I don't remember. But there's this guy, and he's driving in, like, an SUV. One of those SUVs that they have the commercials where they're, like, driving up mountains and stuff, you know, like, stuff you'll never do. But
yeah, in Death Valley.
Yeah, they're always like, look how cool. Like, look at all the adventures you're going to go on. And so the guy's, like, driving an SUV, and I think he has, like, groceries in the back or something, and he has his GPS, like, hooked on the dashboard, and it's like, go straight, and like, I think the implication that is like he's going home or he's like going back to work or something, like he's in like work clothes, so like it's either he's either ending his day or like starting it, you know what I mean, like, and he has responsibilities. Yeah. And the GPS is like, at the next turn, like, make a right or whatever. And he's like, no thanks. And he just, like, like pushes on the gas pedal and just, like, keeps driving. And he drives, like, off into the sunset, like, into, like, the middle of nowhere, basically. He goes down, like, a dirt road or something.
Yeah. He's like, I'm not going home to my family.
I'm going to go on an adventure in my new, you know, Chevy SUV. Yeah.
I've got some popsicles in my bags, and they're gonna melt, and it's going to be a big mess.
My favorite part is that he says, like, no thanks to his GPS. As if, like, he didn't program it to go home earlier in the drive. And he was just, like, telling your GPS that you're not going to do that. Like, okay, it doesn't care. It's just weird. I don't know.
And he didn't, like, hit end on the GPS like you would if you actually wanted to go somewhere. No, he's going to keep it on and listen to it to try to correct him.
Like, turn right now. Like, I would like to see the next 5 minutes of that commercial where it would be like, make a U-turn in 50 feet.
Proceed to the route.
You are going in the wrong direction. And then it's like, recalculating. Turn around at the next light.
Make a U-turn.
I have not. You are no longer on the map of the United States anymore. You know, I don't know. Those things are always bother me. Those car commercials. What are you gonna like? What are you gonna do? Like, out there in the middle of nowhere. You know,
you're gonna drive your SUV and take the road less traveled.
I feel like they also think like driving is a lot more fun than it is. For some reason, like driving is fun, sure, but it
depends.
It definitely depends. And the other thing is, like, if I'm trying to get home and I see, like, a mountain that I can drive my SUV up, most of the time I'm not going to be like, yeah, let me drive up that mountain, you know?
I would never do that because you have to pay money for cars and they can get messed up.
But everyone in the SUV commercials are always like, I'm screw going home, I'm driving up the mountain, you know? And then they show them, like, driving up the mountain and the sun is always setting. Right, and then they get out of their car, they put on their sunglasses, and they like look at the view, and then they take a deep breath, and then it says like Jeep, it's everywhere you want to be, or that's Visa, whatever, you know what I mean, their slogan or whatever, and then it ends. It's like the all new Jeep Wrangler 4x20, whatever.
So here's sort of a meta thing that adds sort of. Not they don't directly portray this, but the fact that they exist kind of means they're conscious of this. Have you noticed that like a third of TV is advertisements? Like a 30-minute show, it's 20 minutes of show.
Yeah, and 10 minutes of ads. Yeah, definitely.
So ads kind of portray that that's acceptable.
What do you mean?
That's totally. I can't watch TV because of ads. Like, there's just too many.
They're all over the place.
Especially like sporting events.
It's like mostly ads at that point, right?
Yeah.
Like if you watch a game, like a football game or basketball game, it's like half ads, basically. Yeah. And then I feel like they're also. I don't watch sports that much, but when I do, I'm like, I don't remember there being this many ads when I used to watch this. Yeah, I feel like they're like
way more.
Adding more ads. Like they're adding more downtime to the game in order to fit more ads in. You know what I mean? Like, oh, yeah. That's a penalty. We're going to have to take a 5-minute break while you watch this new Chevy commercial.
Yeah, any television event where they know people will watch it no matter what, they will just... It'll be nothing but ads. Because people, I mean, like, you're not going to miss the game because that's important, you know? Yeah. Or, like, the Macy's Day Parade or something else.
Those are jam special ads.
Like, yeah. People are going to have that on their TV no matter what because that's the most important thing on TV. So they just bomb it with ads, and it's totally awful. Unwatchable.
And most ads are terrible, too. So
yeah.
What are you going to do? I don't know. I just hate how... I don't know, how ads, people in ads are always having so much fun.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's not...
that's definitely even, the most unrealistic.
That's like, what is this? Like, who are these people? What are they doing? I also like the, I don't want to talk about ads for too much longer, but all the, like, cell phone commercials, not like the iPhone ones. Well, yeah, those two. But like the mobile carrier commercials, right?
Yeah.
They're always, every single, like, cell phone service commercial is like, we're... the rebel cell phone service, right?
Yeah.
Like, we're the cool ones, and if you get us, you'll be cool like us. And that's like every phone service. They're all the rebels. It's like, I don't know. It's funny because they're all pretending to be like the alternative phone service, but they're all, you know, mainstream.
The people in the ads, they like wear Converse,
right? And they like skateboard or something, right?
Chuck
and they
Taylor,
and they wear skateboard. And they wear hip clothes, and then they like ride bicycles at night, and then they like shoot fireworks over the lake, and then they like listen to someone play guitar like near a campfire. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, in like weird
stuff
hipster
that I've
hats.
Never done.
You know, like
yeah, life.
Stuff that you'll never do and you have never done. You know. Did I just
shoot
paint
fireworks
like
over the lake? That's right? So funny.
Or they have like sparklers and they're like running down something, or they're like painting, you know, on a blank canvas, on a wall that's like on in an abandoned house. They're painting, you know, and they're all like, haha, that was so funny. And then they like take pictures with their phones, and then they're like calling their friend Josie. Oh, and then they like buy an abandoned but like a bus at like a junkyard, and they get it running, and then they like all go on a road trip, and then they like honk at Tim, and Tim's in his house, and he like runs while the bus is like chases the bus down and like jumps on
and
it.
And jumps on the back,
and he's like, "Oh, let's go, guys!" And then they drive off into the sunset, and then it's like T-Mobile, the cool phone company, and you're like, "What did that have anything to do with the phones?" And it's just like things people never do.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Would it be totally unheard of for an advertisement to just give you statistics on the product that you're going to buy?
I think some ads do that, but...
But just like an Excel spreadsheet.
They do it in like a
just
funny
puts
way,
that on the
right?
Screen for like 30
whenever
seconds.
Whenever it's a data ad, they always do it in like a funny way. Like, ho, 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 we're better than you because of this, this, and this. Yeah. But yeah, you're talking about like a literal, like, here's the information, blah.
Yeah.
Do you remember Head On, that ad for the thing that you put on your forehead to relieve headaches? It was like Head On, apply directly to the forehead. Do you remember
that's
that?
That's not
ad?
The hair that you spray on
no.
your head.
No. There's an ad like 10 years ago where it's just like a little bottle. And it was like basically chapstick for your head. Not really for your head, but it was like similar kind of like a deodorant thing, you know what I'm talking about? Like it has
for
like a rub on thing.
Smell bad?
No, no. But I'm talking about like how it was in a bottle.
Yeah, that's how you applied it.
Yeah, that's how you applied it. That kind of technique, and you put it on your, you rub it on your forehead when you had a headache, and your headache would go away, apparently. And the ad for it was just like Head On. If you rub it on your head, your forehead will go, your headache will go away. And they just said that like 3 times, and then the ad finished. And I was like, there was nothing, like it was just information. It was just information like repeated 3 times, and then it was the only ad. But like people remembered the hell out of that ad because it was just like, okay. I know what
that's
this
what it does.
I know what this product does. Yeah, exactly. So I don't know, maybe it'd be more effective. It just seems like a lot of ads today aren't trying to sell a product, they're trying to sell like an experience. Yeah. Right? It's like if you buy this, you'll
you're
do all
this,
this cool
kind of person.
Yeah, if you're this kind of person, then you buy this. If you're not this kind of person, if you buy it, you're one step closer to being this kind of person. You know what I mean? So it's like, okay. I mean, I guess ads have always done that, but it seems even more common today.
Yeah. But what are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
All right. Ready for a new question?
I'm so ready.
All right. We're talking about ads and spending money. How about on which items should you not go cheap?
So ooh, that's a
on
good
which
question.
Items do you kind of want to buy the
well,
brand name?
I have a very obvious answer to this question, and the answer is toilet paper.
Yeah, I was going to say that. You just
don't want to do that.
Pay the extra 20 cents.
Pay it a little more and get some decent toilet paper. Yeah. With toilet paper, there's like a level where like anything after a certain level is just like you're wasting your money. But you do need to find that like good zone, you know what I mean?
Do you have a preferred brand? Let's get some brands in there.
Let's get the bathroom stuff out of the way now, right?
Yeah. I use Scott.
Personally. I use Scott too, yeah. It's interesting.
Nice
We're
choice.
Both
yeah.
Scott users. I feel like that's a good cost to effectivity efficacy ratio.
I agree. There's
you know?
Not, it's not too bloated with unnecessary features.
Yeah, yeah. It's cheap enough, but it's good enough to get the job done. So that's where I fall on the toilet paper, you know, in the middle of the road, if you will.
Yep.
Yeah.
What are some other items where you really shouldn't go cheap?
I'm trying to think. A lot of food is. Like some food's like fine to go cheap for, but like certain types of food, like you don't want to risk.
Yeah, like potato chips. You should buy name brand.
Any kind
chips.
Of like seafood, you know.
Yeah, anything that can make you sick.
You don't really want to go on the cheap side for that stuff because that could be really bad. Computers, I guess, is a good one.
Yeah, you don't want to buy.
No.
You don't want to buy mom and pop processor
shops. Well, I mean, there are some mom and pop shops that are fine.
No, but like Intel, you should buy an Intel processor.
You should buy like some random Big Joe's processor Emporium or whatever.
Big
it's
Joe's
it's always Joe
processor.
Have you ever all our fake businesses is like Joe.
Yeah.
Big Joe's processor emporium, and he just has a lot of processors that he like built in his garage or whatever. They're made out of like
he old, makes them.
Made out of like old soda cans or something, right? Yes. And like pins that he buys from like Michael's or something. I don't know. Big Joe's processors. Yeah, I don't know. You really shouldn't cheap out on that kind of stuff because you need like a decent quality.
I think all electronics except for cables. You can go cheap on cables.
You can go cheap on cables.
Yeah.
Which I feel like the companies are trying to take advantage of. Like, ooh, we haven't made really expensive cables yet, so let's do that, and people will buy them because they think that they need them, but they don't.
Yeah, they actually don't.
Like, there's HDMI cables that you can get them like for $5, $10 on Amazon, but. There's ones that are like $90, $100.
At Best Buy, yeah.
It's crazy.
I was at Best Buy. When I bought my TV at Best Buy, I was like, okay, I need an HDMI cable to go with it, like a couple extra ones. And I was looking at the ones they have. They have different classes of HDMI cable that, like, why?
If we're talking about scams, that's like one big one right there, the HDMI
They had
cables.
HDMI cables that were like over $100.
That doesn't do anything. If you get the picture, you get the picture.
Yeah. Like, I mean, there are slightly better, maybe, HDMI cables, but
well,
you can get them online for, like, $10.
The only, like, limit, right, it's digital. So it's either it's through or it's not, right?
Yeah.
The only thing I could think of is, like, speed. But I think every HDMI cable that is sold is fast enough to do anything. So.
There's a certain type that is one way from source to destination, and it's slightly faster because it doesn't have to account for both ways.
Mm-hmm.
And that's slightly more expensive, but you can still get them for really cheap on like sites like Monoprice and Amazon.
A lot of times when you're watching TV, you don't need a speedy HDMI cable.
No.
Like, who cares if your TV is delayed by 0.00000001 second? Like, no one cares. I don't know. Maybe if you like play a lot of video games that are like
if you're
very
playing
frame
like Street
sensitive,
Fighter, you should get one. Yeah.
Sure, but still, you don't need the $100 gold plated like chrome.
No.
You know, platinum.
There's,
edition.
No, there's like literally no difference. They just mark them up because they can. Because
well,
people,
they use gold. I remember reading that.
Yeah.
Because of its quote unquote high conductivity. I mean, it does have high conductivity, but so does the regular metal that you use in normal HDMI cables. It's like, okay. I don't know. Plate anything in gold and people will buy it. They'll be like, ooh, the gold version is must be better because it's gold. Yeah, exactly. I don't know. That's what I got for items that are that you shouldn't cheap out on.
What TV or movie role was perfectly cast and could not have been played by anyone else?
Ooh.
I kind of have a follow-up question. What person is like the most indispensable in all the roles that they play?
Oh, like, I don't...
Every role that they play, no one else could do it.
Right. Well, let's try to answer the first one first.
Yeah, let's do the first one first.
I don't know if I have any off the top of my head. Do you? Sounds like you did.
I can think of some. I think Keanu Reeves in The Matrix. I don't think anybody else could have done that.
Did you know Will Smith was being considered for The Matrix? Yeah. And he almost did it.
You know, I really like Will Smith, but I think Keanu did a much better job. Because Keanu is more low-key. Will Smith doesn't really know how to be low-key.
Will Smith is charismatic all the time, no matter what.
Yeah, and I think Neo needs to be kind of low-key and just let the cool story happen around him.
Around him, but also be cool in general.
But yeah, but also be like, whoa,
I'm Keanu Reeves. Whoa, this is so cool. Whoa, I know Kung Fu. Whoa, you know, and all that stuff. Yeah, that's a good choice.
Yeah, like the environment is way cooler than the character Neo. Yeah.
Yeah, but like... It's good that he was Neo.
Yeah. And another one is a taxi driver. It's
Robert De Niro.
Yeah, Robert De Niro. I don't think anybody else could have done that.
Yeah. The thing about that is, like, you can't really imagine anyone else in that role because it's such a famous
He just nailed it.
Yeah, exactly. So, I don't know.
Or like Uma Thurman in Kill Bill. Kill Bill. Can't imagine anybody else doing that.
Yeah, that would have been hard too. You need a kind of specific, I don't know, personality for that.
Yeah.
She was good in that. I don't know. I guess my pick would be like Indiana Jones, but that's so obvious for
me. Yeah, I didn't even think about that.
Well, I guess super obvious. But, I mean, that's true.
Like, can you imagine like Mark Hamill as Indy?
They were going to do Tom Selleck. I remember that. That was their first pick for Indiana Jones, Tom Selleck. Mustachioed Tom Selleck, which would have been weird.
Yeah.
And bad, probably.
Sean Connery, maybe?
Well, he's his dad. But yeah, they could have done that.
Could have been cool, maybe.
Could have been okay.
Not as cool as Harrison Ford, but...
No. Sean Connery. Yeah, I'm trying to think of other... I mean, you could say Sean Connery and James Bond, but everyone, like, a bunch of people's been James Bond since.
Yeah,
but no one has been it. But no one has been it at the same level of Sean Connery, I don't think.
Yeah.
But, that being said, you know, no one could do the Sean Connery version of James Bond.
No.
You know, like Sean Connery did. So there you go. That's my answer to that. All right, what's the next part of the question you have?
And as far as people that can't be replaced in any of their movies, I think Harrison Ford kind of, now that I think about it, is that person.
I think Harrison Ford. I think Gary Oldman. And I think...
Bill Murray.
Probably Bill Murray is a good one, too. Yeah. Yeah. And Daniel Day-Lewis.
Yeah, that's a good one, too.
But he's only in, like, one movie every, like, 10 years, so it doesn't really count. I mean, it does, but, yeah.
They're all really good movies.
But I think Gary Oldman's actually a really good answer to this question, because he is in a lot of different roles, and all his roles are really different, but, like, they don't really work without Gary Oldman being in them. But, like, being the character...
Yeah, they're almost, like, written for... Like, Christopher Walken, too. Like, it seems like his roles are written for him.
That's a good point, yeah. Like, they imagine that actor being the character, and they're like, okay, here you go, you know.
He better be available, or else...
Better be there, or else this is just not going to work as a movie, you know, at all. Yeah, those are good calls. All right, what else you got for me, or for us, today?
All right.
You know what we didn't talk about? Yep. Can you hold on to this question?
Yep, let's hang on to it.
How was your birthday last Friday?
My birthday was fine.
We had your birthday episode, and then, like, I feel like we didn't have a lot of fanfare about your birthday, and I'm sorry about that.
And that's the way I like it.
Is it, though? Is it, though?
It is. It really is.
Okay, let's talk about this really quick, and you can get into your dip and dot question.
Okay.
But when people say, oh, I had, like, a low-key birthday, that's how I want my birthday to be.
Same.
Do you believe them when they say that? Or are they just saying that, like, oh, yeah, I like having a low-key birthday, but I wouldn't mind to have a more exciting one. What do you think? What's your opinion?
I don't know. It's kind of mixed.
It's mixed.
There are things that I like the idea of having a big birthday, but I also don't like the idea of having a big birthday. I don't know. I don't. No, here's the thing. I like to celebrate. I like to have fun.
Sure, sure.
I like to be around, you know, friends and family.
Everyone does.
All that, all that stuff is cool. Mm-hmm. But I don't like being the center of attention.
Yeah.
And that's true. And I don't like thinking about age.
Yeah, that's true.
So, like, you have a lot of good pieces to that.
Sure, but there are bad pieces, too.
Two real bad pieces.
Yeah, the age thing, yeah. 29, right?
Yeah.
And you have one more year until... Also,
yeah, I don't really like being the center of attention. But yeah, one more year, and then it's all downhill.
And it's all down here. I'll be 30 before you, though, so I'll tell you how it is.
Oh, I'll be there. I get to witness how bad it is.
How do you? What do you mean you'll be there?
I'm going to be at your 30th birthday party.
You'll be there? You'll fly in for that?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
I have off of work.
All right. I'll take you up on that. You'll be there. You will be.
I need to see what it's like so that I can prepare myself.
This is my hope for my 30th birthday, right? Okay. Look, so I invite, like, a bunch of people. Like, everybody I know. Because it's your 30th birthday, whatever. I don't even care. I haven't seen this person in years. Whatever. Everyone, like, I know, right? They're all invited. And you, obviously. And then the only people that come are, like, you and, like, another friend that I have, like, in Austin. And it's, like, a three-person birthday.
That sounds great, though.
And then, but no, hold on. I haven't got to the best part yet. And then I, like, plan for, like, 30 people to come. And I have, like, a big, like, spread of all this stuff. You know, whoever planned it, right?
Yeah.
So it's like a giant birthday party that only, like, a few people came to.
Yeah.
That would be my luck of having a birthday.
We accounted for, like, 50, and there's, like,
and there's
food and entertainment, and there's, like... There's, like, speakers and stations for everybody
sitting. And I have, like, video game setups, like there's, like, Guitar Hero or something. There's multiple
stations for video games.
Uh-huh. And there's, like, a board game table. And there's, like, rented a jukebox or something. I don't know. Something insane, right?
Yeah.
And then there's, like, cornhole, you know, the
game. Yeah, you got your classic Jenga and cornhole games. Yes.
And, like, no one's there.
Yeah.
That's a depressing, and it's basically
just
three
people just, like, drinking and being like, yep.
Yep, this is a good party. Thanks for inviting me. Like, no problem. That's what's going to happen.
That sounds great.
Sounds great. Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, I'll let you know. Oh, yeah, you said you'll be there, so you don't have to. You'll know by then.
Yeah, I need but to know what it's like.
What I mean is I'll let you know what it's like to be that age, because I have 6 months before that I can I can give you the down low on how the world works now.
Give me the sage advice.
The sage advice.
As my elder.
Isn't the rule you have to, like, have a barbecue every year or something?
Yeah, you need to let me know how the barbecues go.
I will.
You need to let me know about how it is to wear socks with sandals.
With sandals, yes. Right. Uh-huh. I don't know of anything else. Any other stereotypes?
And to, like, use Pine Sol on your furniture. I don't think that's a 30 thing.
Is that? Sure. Oh, we'll go with that. That's
furniture polish, good. Yeah.
Furniture polishing.
You gotta let me know.
Oh, and, like, wax my car, right?
Oh, yeah. You have to wax your car.
Right. And, like, I need to get really obsessed with my lawn for some reason.
Yes.
Like, ooh, my lawn looks bad. I need to lawn it more or something. I don't know. All right, next question. I'm sorry.
All right, cool. Dippin' Dots. You know what those are?
Yes, I know exactly what those are.
Okay. Dippin' Dots have been around for 30 years. When will it cease to be the ice cream of the future?
When will it cease to be the ice cream of the future? This is clever.
Do you know how they make Dippin' Dots?
I do not. Do you know how they make
Yeah, the liquid nitrogen.
Really?
Yeah, that's what makes them go into the little balls.
How do they color them then? I guess they just dye them later.
I think it's regular ice cream. They just put it, they make it with liquid nitrogen, and it makes little balls.
So, am I thinking of the wrong thing? But, like, Dippin' Dots, I know they're little balls, they have ice cream. Are those the, like, ones that come in, like, a freeze-dried, like, package? And you open it up, and it's like, whoosh!
I've only ever gotten them at the mall. I've never bought them at the store.
What is it about the mall that has
the
like,
mall has Dippin' Dots. I know they do.
The special food. Once malls stop being a thing, I feel like a bunch of companies are just going to go out of business. Like Dippin' Dots, Orange Julius, you know.
This is a really good topic. Have you been into a mall recently?
I haven't been into a mall recently. It's been a while.
I used to hate malls. I live next to a mall now, and I've been in there a couple times. There's nobody there.
Yeah, malls are dying because people are shopping online. Yeah, it's kind of wild. I feel like I read a thing that was like 30% of all malls are going to be closed by like 2018 or something like that.
That's kind of sad.
Yeah.
Like, where are you going to go to get your Orange Julius?
Where are you going to go to hang out with your like one weird friend who doesn't want to meet up at your house, you know? Right?
What about Hot Topic? What are you going to do?
Yeah,
Hot
like...
Hot Topic's not there.
That's going to go out of business. Like, where's that going to go? They're not going to have, like, brick-and-mortar Hot Topics anymore, are they?
No, that would never work.
That would never work.
The whole point of Hot Topic is you buy your golf clothes and you wear them in the mall.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Like, the whole point of Hot Topic is to buy the clothes and then wear them in the mall. Yeah, exactly.
There's a whole generation of people that don't know that procedure.
Wow.
Yeah.
Where are all like the novelty gift shops gonna go once the
Yeah, like you can
down?
Buy like crystals.
Right? Like where are they gonna go? Like they're not gonna have brick and mortar those.
They're gonna go to the flea market, which is sad.
The flea market will be the new mall, I guess. The flea market's not as cool as well, maybe it is. I don't know.
In a way
it's different from the mall though, yeah. Right?
I don't know. It's gonna be malls are like arcades. There used to be arcades at the mall that were fun.
Remember when like everyone hung out at the mall? Like that was the thing. Like people would hang out at the mall.
That was a thing, but it wasn't a thing that I got to do.
Well, well, me neither. But still, I'm just saying.
I wasn't allowed to hang out at the mall.
People hung out at the mall. It was a thing, right?
Yeah, they did.
They did.
I was jealous too. I'll admit it.
You're like, I want to hang out at the mall.
I wanted to go to the mall.
What would you have done at the mall? Like,
I don't know. I don't know what they did.
I've always wondered it, too, because I never really did it as a kid, but I always knew people that did it.
We
it's like,
kids.
Oh, we're going to the mall. It's
we
like, okay.
Kids. We didn't have money to spend at the mall.
No. Yeah, exactly. So what are we going to do at the mall? What did we do as kids? We, like, play video games, and we'd, like... I don't know. That's pretty much it.
Hang out outside and make movies.
Yeah. Right, exactly, yeah. Like, I guess we could have gone to the mall.
We could have gone to the mall.
But what are you going to do at the mall? Like, what are you going to do at the mall? Like, really?
I don't know what to do at the mall. Because I didn't get to... I wasn't there. And now malls are dying. And I'm never...
And you'll never
there.
Know... You'll never know what's going to... What's
it drives
at the mall.
Me crazy this day. I'll never know what they did.
It's like a life experience you missed out on. And you'll never be able to do it. Because, like, the mall's literally going away.
Yes.
And you're just screwed forever now.
And it's not like I can do it now, because you can't just, like, do what you used to do at the mall, because they're different.
And also, you're a 29-year-old man.
Yeah, and...
So you can't really go up to one of your work friends and be like, hey, I'm going to the mall this
Let's
weekend.
Go to the mall. Were you one of those mall people? Let's do that. You gotta show me the ropes.
God, this is so weird.
Would that be something that I could do?
No. Not at all.
Someone my age at work, I just go up to them. I'm like, hey, were you one of those people that went to the mall? And they're already like super weirded out.
Were you a mall guy? I bet you were. You look like one. And then he doesn't say anything and you're like, I'm going to the mall this weekend. You, me, the mall. We'll get some Orange Julius's and hang out at the mall. Oh, God.
That'd be really funny.
I don't think that's something you can do.
No.
You've missed out on that forever. I'm sorry to say. I mean, I kind of did too. I never really wanted to go to the mall, but looking back, I wish I did because I want to know what was up with the mall.
Yeah,
right.
I wanted to go. I was curious. I'll admit it.
We should have gone to the mall.
I couldn't though.
I regret that now. It's fine. You know what? Next time you visit me, we're gonna go to the mall.
We can we need to buy a really expensive camera and make a documentary like the mall experience.
The mall 2017.
We'll go to Orange Julius. We'll buy some hot dogs. Then we'll go to Hot Topic and buy a really crappy t-shirt.
We'll sit in the food court at the mall. Just hanging out. We'll be the oldest people at the mall. Well, no. We'll be the oldest people under the age of 60 at the mall. Right?
Yeah, the mall is either 8-year-olds or 60-year-olds.
Well, you're 15 or 60. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what we'll do. We'll go to the mall. We'll not, you'll come to visit. We won't do anything cool. We'll just be today's the mall day. And we'll go to I'll find the oldest mall in the city and we'll just go to that one.
We need to document our journey on camera.
Oh, God. No, but I don't really. Yeah.
A nature documentary.
This is the mall in 2017.
Yeah.
Look what people are doing. I mean, yeah, I don't know what people do at the mall anymore. I don't really know what people did at the mall back then. But there must be less to do now because they're closing. So, there's less stores in the mall. Maybe there's just a lot of stores in the mall that were fun beforehand, maybe not. I don't know.
I don't know about that.
Maybe they had really fun games in the mall.
Like what?
I don't know. There's an arcade, right? It's a movie theater. Yeah,
there was a cool arcade in Jacksonville that I did go to the mall for.
Yeah, I remember that. We went to the mall together once to go to that arcade.
Yeah, it was the Tilt at Regency.
You went to the mall with me one time.
Yes. See, we did it.
So we did it. We did the mall thing. We have that under control.
But that wasn't what the other people did at the mall.
How do you know? You don't know what they did.
No, because I heard people talking.
Oh, you have this, you've heard people talking about the mall.
I've heard people talking about going to the mall, and they didn't go to the arcade.
Okay, so what did they do?
I don't know.
You're very adamant about getting to the bottom of this.
It's fine.
No, it's fine.
We can move on. We can move on to a new question.
You know what? We should ask our listeners what they did at the mall.
If you know what people did at the mall, listeners.
Or if you did stuff at the mall as a teenager, what did you do? We want to know.
We want to know. Tweet at us. TimeBatsHow.
Or contact at TimeBatsHow.com.
Yes.
All right. We'll find out, hopefully. All right. We'll go on the next question, though. We'll get to the bottom of the mall situation.
Yeah, this will be on a future episode.
Yes, we'll come back. We'll come back around to this.
Yeah.
For sure. We'll go to the mall at... that's what we should do for your 30th birthday.
Oh, that's the saddest thing I've ever heard. I love it.
We go to the mall. And then we can go to a place in the... We can go to Orange Julius and be like... I'll be like, it's his my birthday. And then they'll give you a free ice cream or whatever. Or Orange Julius. Okay. All right. I think we talked about the mall enough. Oh my God. That's really funny though.
What noun this question is worded poorly.
Sorry.
What noun becomes scarier if you added military grade to it?
Military grade. Oh, military grade bomb or something like that?
Yeah.
Military grade
deodorant.
That's a good one. Military grade deodorant. I feel like any bug, if you added military grade to it, military grade spider.
Oh, yeah.
Or military grade stinkworm or, something like that. Yeah. All those sound scary.
Bugs and personal hygiene.
Personal hygiene. Military grade toothbrush.
Yes.
It would really hurt your teeth or something like that. It's really rough.
It's tested under extreme conditions.
So it doesn't break. You can kill Nazis with the toothbrush.
Yeah.
That's what makes it military grade. You can use it to brush your teeth or kill an opponent in battle. you know. Yeah.
If they sneak up on you when you're brushing your teeth.
It has like a retractable blade in like the bottom of it.
It's a good feature.
Right? Like you're just, and then you see it like a bad guy, and then, you know, you press a button, and it's like, makes when you stab, and you stab him in the neck or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sounds like a Quentin Tarantino movie right there. Yeah, military grade deodorant is good anyway, too.
I think that those are good answers. We new question.
Okay.
What do you always keep in your car?
Junk. I'm really bad at keeping junk in my car.
All right. What kind of junk is in your car right now? Let's give a list because mine is just embarrassing.
Mine's like I'm too lazy to like throw it away. Like, I'll get a lot of stuff, like, on my door. Like, when I, like, leave for work, like, there'll be people that, like, put flyers on my door.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, I'm already locked the door, and so I'll, like, just throw it in my car. Or, like, a thing that, like, you know, if you, like, park in a parking lot and come back to your car and there's, like, a flyer on your car windshield. So, like, I have tons and tons of those just in my car because, I don't know, I'm lazy. And then I have, like, 3 sweatshirts in my back seat just that have accumulated over the years.
You know? I was about to mention this. You see, back in winter, I had a blanket that had characters from Disney's Frozen on it.
Uh-huh.
And it was a pretty big blanket. And one morning, it was really cold, so I brought it, you know, outside with me to my car because it was freezing.
Yeah.
The blanket's still in the car. I never brought
like,
it back.
That was, like, 6 months ago.
Yes.
Or more.
Like, and it's going to be there for a long time.
Forever, yeah.
It'll that be there until too. It gets cold enough for me to need it to go to back bring it into in. My house.
Yeah. Yes. I'm like, where's my damn blanket? It's like, oh, it's over here. It's in my car.
Got yeah.
It. Yeah, it's always in my car. I have an interesting question. This is like more of an advice question.
Okay.
A Redditor asks, Papa931 nice. Asks, how do you pee when wearing a long robe, and then in parentheses, for both genders? Question mark. How do you pee when wearing a long robe? And that doesn't sound bad, but just think about it for a second.
What's his name again? Big Papa?
Papa 931 asked this question.
So Papa 931 was wearing a robe one day.
And a long robe, and then he had to go pee.
And he was... His reaction like, was, oh, what do I do?
The other reaction he has was, oh, what do I do? This would make for a good question to ask Reddit about, right? Yes. Yeah, I mean, that's, now that I think about it, it's like a really good, like, I don't know. Because, like, you don't have any space there, right? You can't, like...
I mean,
we're pull the robe down.
But we're talking about like a shower robe, right?
Yeah. How do you do that?
They open in the front.
Oh, okay. Well, how do you do it as the other gender, though? Right? You gotta sit. The
logistics.
Like, how do you do that? How do you sit with the robe? Maybe we shouldn't talk about this. Maybe we'll just say you'll find a way.
Yeah. Use your imagination. You can
take the robe off. Right.
Remove the robe always works.
Remove clothing.
But where, what
good.
If you have nowhere to put it?
That's great. Put it on the floor. Throw it in the bathtub. I don't know. Put it on your head.
There you go. There you go. You know how you can wrap the towel around your head?
Yes, you do like a turban thing. Yeah, you have a big robe turban, and then you go to the bathroom. And then you unroll the turban, and then you put the robe back on, and then you leave the bathroom. And then there you go. That's how you pee with a robe. You're welcome, so, Papa 931.
Speaking of the bathroom turban... Do you do that? Because I used to when I had long hair.
No, I don't.
You don't?
And I don't do it because I don't know how to do it. Like, I'm bad at that, so I don't do it.
You should learn how to do it because it feels really good.
Why does it feel good, though?
It's hard to explain.
I don't see the point, right? Because, like, I need to dry my hair, not wrap it in a turban. So, like...
That dries it, though. It presses your hair against...
By just being there, though?
No, think about it. It squeezes your hair in between the towel sheets, and the moisture goes into the towel.
Sure.
Yeah.
But you need 2 towels for that now.
No, you just... If you do the turban configuration correctly, you need 1 towel, and it works... That's the reason you do it, is to dry your hair quickly.
So walk me through this process, okay?
Okay, I can explain how to do this really well. All right, so first you dry off normally, and then you fling your hair forward, so you have your head like facing the ground and your hair is facing down.
Yep.
You position the towel behind your head, and then you wrap it around your hair forward, and then you just make it, you twist it on top of your head.
And then it's done.
And then it's
you make it sound so easy. This is like one of those YouTube videos.
It takes a little bit of practice.
Have you ever saw one of those YouTube videos of like how to do something? And it's like three steps, right? And step one is like okay, like if it was like to tie a knot, it's like take the knot. And then step two is like, now do this, and it's like 50 things, and then step three is like, there it is, you're done. That's what it sounded like you just described. Like, now just wrap around your head in the right way you're supposed to do, and then you're done.
You should learn how to do it. That's something I really miss about having long hair.
I'll watch a YouTube video on how to do it. I'm sure someone out there knows how to do it.
I'm sure there is. Yeah.
All right, you have any more questions, or do you want me to do one more and then go to trivia?
What's your favorite German word? I ask this because I have a favorite one.
My favorite German word is... I don't remember how to pronounce it. Hold on. I want to try to get the... Okay. I think it's pronounced Mitternacht.
Oh, midnight.
It's midnight in German.
That's a good word.
Yeah, that's my favorite German word. What's your favorite German word?
Mine is Schadenfreude.
What's that?
There's no English equivalent, I don't think.
There's a lot of German words like that.
But it's a really, really cool word.
What does it mean?
Is... Okay, so you know when someone hurts themselves and it's funny?
Mm-hmm.
That's Schadenfreude.
Okay.
Someone drops something and then falls in it and hurts themselves.
Oh, okay, like a slapstick kind of thing, almost.
It's not quite slapstick because, like, you're not well-intentioned when you're laughing at
it. Oh, so, like, you're being an ass. Look at you.
You're finding humor and pleasure in someone else's misfortune.
Pain and suffering. Okay. Yeah. I like that. Schadenfreude?
Schadenfreude.
That's cool. I like that word.
It's a good one.
It sounds cool. All German words sound cool.
Yeah.
All right. You want to get into some trivia now?
I'm ready.
I have some great trivia for you today.
Nice.
It's your turn. We're not keeping score anymore because we're completely lost on that.
Yeah.
So do quickly, before we get into it, do the trivia jingle, if you will.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Here we go. Trivia time.
Dude, you didn't sound very excited about that.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I can redo it.
You were like, at the end, you were like, it's trivia time.
I was feeling self-conscious.
Oh, like you didn't want to have a big thing?
Yeah.
You know no one listens to this, right? So, like, you can go as crazy as you want.
Yeah.
Let's just try one more, and then we'll go. All right? Ready? Go.
All right. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Howdy, folks. It's trivia time with Tom Aces and Bat Snacks.
That was a good one. I like that.
I did my Big Bone Joe voice.
Yeah, or Big Joe's microchip emporium or whatever.
Yes.
All right, so I have a triple animal trivia for you today. Every question is an animal trivia question, and they're all really good. So your lifelines for you to pick from today are 5-second Google, 10-second Bing, 30-second Yahoo, 50-50 Monty Hall, phone a friend, ask a rando, or rhyme time. What would you like to employ on this day?
I'm going to use 30-second Yahoo.
Mm-hmm.
I'll use 10-second Bing.
What?
And I'll use 5-second Google.
What? 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 I like your style.
I can't believe we've never thought of this.
I can't believe we've never done that. This is weird. It took 39 episodes to decide that was a good idea.
It's like, we can just use three.
Oh, we can just do that. You're going to sweep? You're going to sweep this?
No, I probably won't.
Okay, you ready for question number one?
Yes.
Your category is animal, as it will be for the rest of the round. Roquefort is a French blue cheese made from the milk of what animal? Is it A, a camel, B, a goat, D, a sheep, C, a sheep, or D, a buffalo?
So a cow is not an option.
Cow is not an option.
Camel, buffalo, horse, not a horse. Goat. What's the
camel,
other
camel? Sorry. Camel, goat, sheep, or buffalo?
Camel, goat. And it's called Rockfort?
Rockfort. I can spell it if you'd like.
No, don't spell it. That's cheating.
Is it? It's not really cheating.
It's French. It might have a weird spelling. All right, true. I'm going to use my 5-second Google.
I can guarantee you it has a weird spelling. You're going to use your 5-second Google on this one?
You know what I'm going to do, right? I'm just going to type in Rockfort, like R-O-C-K space F-O-R-T.
I don't know if that's going to work for you.
I'm going to do my best.
Oh, I don't know if 5-second Google is the best one to choose.
No, I'm going bold.
For Rockfort. I feel like if you don't know how to spell the word, you might be better off with some other longer one. All right, whatever. You can
Google
do whatever you want.
Google has the best algorithm, though. It'll know what I'm talking about.
I think you are... All right. I think you're overestimating Google a little bit here. Or underestimating. Whatever. Whatever. All right. Roquefort is the French blue cheese made from the milk of what animal? Let me get my timer out. You know what? I'm going to do my phone this week because... Nope. I have to do tradition.
Yeah, go with tradition.
I have to do Microsoft timer. Because that's what I know, and it's bad, and I need it, and it needs to be real bad. Okay, 5 seconds. Okay. Alright, are you ready?
I'm ready.
You have Google all typed in, and you got the stuff ready to go?
Yep, I'm ready to go.
Alright, your 5-second Google begins. 3, 2, 1, Google.
Google.com. Rockfort cheese.
Time's up. So
this is a sheep's milk. Final answer.
Yes, that's correct.
See it new. I didn't spell it right.
You typed Rockfort like rock, like a fortress of rock.
Yeah, I typed in rock like the rock and fort like a fort and then all right. Cheese.
That's impressive. I'm impressed. All right, good job. Your next question. Is also animal. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
The term wake, kettle, or committee refers to a group of what bird? The terms wake, kettle, or committee refer to a group of what bird? Is it A, parrots, B, vultures, C, ravens, or D, swans?
Wake, kettle, or committee.
Mm-hmm.
It's either parrots...
vultures, ravens, or swans?
It sounds like a vulture.
Why is that?
I don't know. Because they're like a... it's hard to explain.
You have your reasoning.
I have my reasons. Let's go with Bing for this one.
All right, let's Bing it up. Why did I close my timer up? Because I'm dumb, that's why.
We need to go through the process of opening it again, just like we always do.
What is it, 10-second ping?
10.
Or no, it's 6. Okay. All right, I'm ready whenever you are.
All right, ready.
Ready? 3, 2, 1, bing.
Bing. What was the question? Oh, no. Bird group. Dang it. Oh, no, I forgot.
What did you type in?
I binged bird group.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
What did you get? What did you get any results for that?
Bird group names. We got some pictures of birds. Species of bird.
Oh, God. I'm dying over here. Bird group.
I panicked. I didn't know what to do.
It's fine.
All right.
Did you think bird group would just like magically be like, oh, you want the term for committee. You want the birds that do committee. Do you want to do it again?
No, I mean, if it were Google, it would, the algorithm's good enough to figure it out.
No. It would like hear your voice while you typed it in and be like, okay, I know what you want. All right, you're going to have to just guess. You can use everything on the page that you have open, though.
Oh, no, wait. Okay, so there's a blurb I can read.
Okay.
A group of hawks is called a cast. A group of pheasants is called a nigh.
Mm-hmm.
A group of snipe, that's not a real word, bird. Mm. It's called a wisp. Swallows is called a flight. What were the words again?
Parrots, vultures, ravens, or swans. And the words are wake, kettle, or committee.
All right, none of these are that. Mm. Okay.
That sucks. That's a shame.
I'm going to go with my intuition and say
bird group.
Vultures. Final answer.
Vultures is correct.
Yes.
Yeah, your bird group Google didn't, or Bing didn't fail you. Well, it did fail you, but it didn't matter because you knew the answer. Bird group. It would be really funny if vulture was just like the top result. Like vultures are called frequently called a committee, you know.
Yeah. I think committee. I would be a good bird person because I have intuition for what bird groups are called.
Mm, a committee of vultures does sound right, doesn't it?
They form, I mean, I was going to say they form committees, but like, that makes no sense at all.
I don't know why, but I imagine like if I anthropomorphized a vulture, I would think there are a bunch of like judges and like lawyers and stuff. Exactly, yeah. Really? You think that too?
That's why.
So they would be like a committee, you know?
Yeah. Or like a really ineffective town hall meeting.
Yes, like a city planning meeting or something, you know. And they'd be like, I think we should put the road here. And they're like, no,
the
Charlie,
funding
that's
isn't there.
The funding isn't there. The funding is fell through. Like, where are we going to get the money? Taxpayers or something? Like, they can't afford that. All right, question number three. What is the national animal of Scotland? Is it A, the Loch Ness Monster, B, the Unicorn, C, Sasquatch, or D, the Big Gray Man of Ben McDool?
Are you kidding?
That's your choices.
When you said Loch Ness Monster, I was like, okay, it's obviously not that because that's not real. But no. The old gray what? McDool?
The big gray man of Ben McDool.
That doesn't sound like an animal.
I knew you'd like that one.
I know that's the answer.
Oh, God.
These are the best trivia questions we've ever had.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I try.
I don't need to use the... I know that's the answer in my heart of hearts.
You think it's the big gray man of Ben McDool?
Any question where that's a possible answer, that's the one.
What if you're wrong?
Then I'm going to tell people that...
You're going to tell people that's it anyway? Yeah. All right. Are you going to even... Do you want to Bing anyway just to Bing or no?
I mean, no. I'm going with the big gray man.
Is that your final answer?
Final answer.
I'm sorry. That's incorrect.
Did you make that up?
No, it's real. It's a cryptid of Scotland. I looked up like creatures of Scotland, like fictional, you know, after the Loch Ness Monster.
And the big gray man is.
And the big gray man of Ben McDool was like.
Okay, that
they're not real.
Better.
But like it's a thing in Scotland apparently. But no. So what did you think the real answer was?
What is it, Loch Ness Monster?
No, it's actually the unicorn.
That's stupid.
It is stupid. I think it should be the.
They
big
have
gray man.
So many cool choices they could have gone with.
Yeah, they could have gone with Loch Ness or the big gray man of Ben McDool.
They chose unicorn. Unicorns are not even indigenous to Scotland.
So the Scottish like the Scottish pronunciation or in Scottish, big gray man of Ben McDool is Amfyrlieth Mór. That's like the Scottish.
It sounds like Lovecraftian.
Yeah. Is the name of a presence or creature which is said to haunt the summit of the passes of Ben McDool, the highest peak of the Carngorms, and the second highest peak of Scotland, and also in the British Isles.
And he's a big gray man.
I mean, that's what it says. He's a big gray man. Yeah, I don't know. Well, they have a picture.
Of the big gray man?
I mean, it's not
artist's
really
rendition.
It's an artist's rendition of the big gray man. It's basically Bigfoot just Scotland's version of Bigfoot. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Scottish Bigfoot. With a much cooler name.
Yeah, Bigfoot.
The Big Gray Man. Yeah. All right. Well, that was all of trivia. You did pretty good without... Well, you did okay. I feel like you should have gotten all three since you have all the... You had all the lifelines, but you screwed up on one lifeline.
When you give me an option like the Big Gray Man of Ben McDougal.
That's why I put it in. I was like, I know you're going to select that one.
Yeah.
All right. Do you have any more questions we want to answer before the end of the show that you wanted to run by me or run by us?
I've got like two bad ones we can do.
All right. I love two bad ones. I think that's a perfect way
to do it. They're real bad. Are you sure you don't
want to pick one? I love real bad ones.
What's the coolest mathematical fact you know of?
Oh, this is a bad question.
No, it's like legitimately a bad one.
This is really bad.
Yeah.
I can't even think of one because no math facts are cool. That's not true.
Did you know that triangles have three sides?
Do they really? Did you know circles don't have sides?
Whoa.
All right, what's
your
next
question? Or do they have unlimited sides?
Ooh, actually, that's a good philosophical question, right? Like, I would say that some people could make the argument that circles just have infinite sides. Like, not infinite, but an uncountable number of sides. Right?
I don't know. I'm not very good at math.
I think you could say that. You know how, was it Archimedes? I don't remember. Someone discovered, like, pi, you know, the number.
Yeah.
And they did it by, like, drawing a bunch of boxes around a circle.
Mm-hmm.
And then they, like... charted the angles or something, I don't know, and they found high. Anyway, moving on, next question.
Sorry. This one's even worse. Are you sure there is?
Oh, I love it. Let's hear it. I have some backup.
Okay. What are your social media pet peeves?
Ooh, this is a weird question.
Yeah.
People who post things that they are doing that aren't really anything important.
I like that, though. Like, what they have for lunch...
Well, no, I mean, that's fine, because, like, okay, sure, you can share what you want.
I like pictures of food, yeah.
But what if they're just, like, sitting around, they're like, I got a picture.
Oh, yeah, that's dumb.
Me sitting, like, and then they hashtag it, right? It's like, me and myself, 2017, YOLO.
Yeah, I don't like that. You know, I don't know. Watching. The social media that I use, I only use the Twitter one.
The Twitter one?
Sorry, Twitter, yeah.
Is that what the kids are calling it these
That's
days?
That's what they're calling it these
The
days.
Twitter one.
Yeah.
The Twitter one.
Yeah,
yeah, you only use the Twitter one.
Pretty much all I use Twitter for is looking at pictures of birds.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a good
and use. It's a really good... I mean, it's a really good use for Twitter.
It's probably the best bird site on the internet right now.
Yeah.
You know?
But
bird Twitter.
My pet peeve with social media is there are people that I do follow that like to use Twitter as a platform to voice like important opinions about things, and that kind of drives me crazy.
Like what?
Or
like
political opinions in particular.
Oh, okay. So and you're like,
it's just not a very good platform for that because it's 140 characters or less. Like,
how deep can we get in 140 characters?
How much
characters?
Can you say?
Not much.
That isn't just like, boo or yay.
Right. Like, that's true. I mean, you have a point. A lot of people string tweets together to make like a full thing, but then at that point, it's like, well, why not just write it
an
down
article
in a real yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I have one last question. You now have the power to mildly inconvenience people. What do you do? Oh, see, you just this is how my brain works. The original question is: you now have the power to mildly inconvenience people.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do to make their lives subtly better?
Okay.
But I read it as you now have the power to mildly inconvenience people.
That would be a cooler power.
What do you do to make their day subtly worse? I like mine better. We're going with that. Going
yeah.
with that one.
Let's do both. So, I would maybe make people find money all the time.
Like a penny or something on the side of the street.
You got to give them. Most people wouldn't even pick that up.
Like, we went over this in the
we
last
went over
episode.
This.
Like, it's like 50 cents at least.
You need to give them at least, you know, a couple quarters.
Yeah, yeah. Two or three quarters. And then they're good. Mildly inconvenience. untie their shoes, right?
All the time. Oh, yeah, I keep doing it a lot.
That would be so annoying, right?
Yeah.
I would go crazy if my shoes kept getting untied.
I would have to make some serious lifestyle changes. I would buy laceless shoes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It'd be rough. Trying to think of other ways you can mildly inconvenience someone.
You could make people's like pens explode in their pocket.
That's a little mean.
That's actually not a little more than mildly.
What if you were like the spiller, right? You like made people spill their beverages like on themselves a lot. Yeah. Like you like wave your hand and then they just spill it on themselves.
Not a big spill, just like
a little spill, like enough for them to notice. But not necessarily everyone else. Like, they're, God damn it, I spilled all this.
Again, you know, there's, like, micro spills all the time. Like, constantly just...
They're, like doing little spills. Yeah. And they're like, God damn it, I'm spilling again. And they keep spilling. And they're like, spill, spill, spill. I'm like, no! This is the worst.
You can put, like, a tiny hole in the bottom of their cup and it keeps... They buy new drinks thinking that, you know, they got a defective can, but no.
It sounds like an effective, like, thriller movie or something like that. You know, I'm going crazy and all these spills. It's like, you're imagining. It's like, no. And then they pull out a shirt and they're like, did I imagine this? And there's just, like, stains all over it. It's like, yeah. Imagine that. Spilling. That's a good one. Or, like, stepping on gum or something like that.
Yeah, all gum right. would do it, too.
This is a depressing question.
Yeah, it makes me feel sad. Person.
It makes me feel bad for all these people. I will say I spill on myself all the time, so you wouldn't be really doing an inconvenience. You'd just be like, yep, par for the course. Like, just another spill, another day, another spill, whatever. It happens. The only difference would just be, like, if it's the micro spills, like, they're smaller spills, mm-hmm. you know? So instead of one big spill that I normally do...
You're a big spiller, you're not a micro spiller.
Oh, no, I'm not a micro spiller. I'm a big spiller. Like, if I spill something on myself, it'll be a good spill, you know? Yeah. And it'll usually be, like, directly on my crotch, too. Like, the... You know what I mean?
Like, oh, I nailed it. Now I got it. Peed in my pants.
Right there! Sometimes I'll, like, wash my hands. Have you ever done this? Like, you're in a...
No.
I know... No, you haven't heard my story yet.
Sorry, okay.
So, like, you go, you're in the bathroom, in a public restroom, you turn the water on, and you misjudge the water pressure, right?
Yes.
And it comes out really fast, but your hands are already, like, one hand is already under the thing. So it's, like, gushing out, it hits your hand, it ricochets on your hand, and it just spills on yourself.
Yeah.
Have you ever done that?
That happens to me a lot.
That happens to me all the time, and every time I do it, it'll spill, like, right on my pants.
Or
like,
if you're
in the area.
You know those dryers that blow the water off your hands?
Yeah.
It blows it all over your pants.
Yes. That's true, it does. Yeah. That would be an interesting way to try to get the spill off your pants.
Just, like,
use
try
the dryer. Dry it
try
off.
To get the affected area underneath there.
And then someone walks in and they're like, just dry my pants. And just wink. It's like, this is my normal routine. I love we're talking about bathrooms again. We're almost done with the show. I saw someone brush their teeth in the bathroom yesterday. Have you ever seen that happen? No?
I've heard of it happening. I've seen someone shave.
Daily routine. Yeah, I don't know. It's just something I wanted to bring up at the very end of the show. How do you feel about that? Yay or nay?
I would
brushing your teeth in a public bathroom.
I have heard that in Japan, people just brush their teeth after every meal. They have a toothbrush that they bring with them.
So they go to the public bathroom.
Yeah, they all go to the bathroom afterwards and brush their teeth. Like, that's a normal thing to do, but that's not something I do or would feel comfortable doing.
Fair enough. All right, well... on that note, right, that's been episode, 39 of the Time Bat Show, the best episode we've ever had, by far. I'm Time Aces.
And I am Bat Snacks.
And any last words you wanna leave our lovely audience, Bat Snacks?
No, I was trying to think of something that rhymed, but I couldn't think of anything.
No, you're going to think of something really quick. The music is playing out. Can't you hear it right now?
I can
quickly,
hear it.
Quickly.
When you got too much in your folder.
Don't be a boulder. Good night, everyone.
Good night.